Ksuvas Perek Tes Mishnah Ches Hapagemis Ksuvasa Ketzat. So what's the case of a woman that's poigim her ksuva? Haisa Ksuvasa Elav Zuz. So let's say you have an example. A woman has a ksuva of 1,000 zuz. Va'omar lo hiskabalti ksuvasich. And he says to her, you already received my ksuva. V'yomeres lo hiskabalti ela mana. She says, I agree that I received something. I only received, though, only a mana, which is 100 out of the 1,000. You still owe me 900. So now she's moda b'miksas. So now the shtar that she has of the ksuva is weaker, because we know it's not 100% true. Lo sifara ela b'shvua. So this is a case where even if he doesn't say, hishavali, he doesn't say to her, swear to me, still, chamer masakin lo sifara ela b'shvua. He only pays her unless she makes a shvua. Eid echad mi'ida shi prua ketzat. So what's the case where an eid echad is made that she was already paid back? Haisa ksuvasa elav zuz. The ksuva was 1,000 zuz. V'amalais kabalti ksuvasich. And he says to her, you already received my whole ksuba. I gave you 1,000 zuz. V'yomeres lo iskabalti. She says, you didn't give me anything. V'eid echad mi'ida shi prua. Now you have one aid that comes to his defense that testifies that she was paid. Lo tipara elav b'shvua. If she now wants to come to collect, even though she does have a shtar, and shtar normally is good enough without a shvua, she still needs a shvua to come and collect. Minuchasim mishubadim ketzad. What's the case of nuchasim mishubadim? Machar nuchasov la'acherim. If he sells his nuchasim to somebody else. V'hi nifras min alukuchos. And now she comes to collect from the kuchos, from the people that bought land from him. Lo sipara ela b'shvua. She can only come to collect with a shvua. Minichsa Yisomim Ketzar. What's the case of Nichsa Yisomim? Meis v'nich nechasov liyisomim. If he dies and he leaves nechasim to Yisomim, v'nifras min ha-Yisomim, and she comes to collect from his Yisomim, lo tipar ala b'shvua. She can only collect with a shvua. V'shaloi b'fan of Ketzar. And what's the case where it's not b'fan of, where he's not around? Halach lo l'medina sayam. He goes overseas. V'hi nifras shaloi b'fan of, and she wants to collect when he's not around. Eina nifras ala b'shvua. She can only collect with a shvua, even though nobody's telling her to make a shvua, obviously. If he's not around to come to Beis Din, at least to give him a chance to speak up, she needs to make a shvua to take it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and the Rav says Rabbi Shimon's going on the Mishnah earlier, and he's arguing on the Rabbanon, where we said if a person makes his wife a chenvanis, he makes her his shopkeeper, she's running the store or the administrator, the apotropa, so they can make her swear anytime. But if the husband would say, Neder shvua ein li velo li yarshi alayach, he says that even my yarshim can never make a shvua on you. So then, if she would ever come to collect from the yisomim, the chum in the previous Mishnah is held, that they could not make her make a shvua, because their dead father, her husband, was already said that she doesn't have to. So Rabbi Shimon is cholik on that. And Rabbi Shimon says, Kol zman shi toivas ksuvasa, anytime she comes to claim her ksuba, Hayorshin mashbino, so the Yorshin can make her make a swear. Even if the father said that he's pottering her from a shvua, they can still make her swear. V'meina toivas ksuvasa, and if she's not claiming her ksuba, so she's not asking for anything, we just know that while her husband was alive, she was dealing with his nechasim. Eina Yorshin mashbinosa, the Yorshin cannot make her swear. Not like Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim earlier, that at any point in time, a husband can make his wife swear that she didn't take from the business. That, Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says that we cannot make her swear to that. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon here.